In today's episode, I will explain to you the mechanism of private drafts of SharePoint pages in SharePoint Online.
You're listening to the SharePoint Maven podcast with Greg Zelfond, bringing you proven, practical tips every week on how to correctly set up and adapt to SharePoint and Microsoft 365. If you have questions, Greg has the answers. And now, here's your host, Greg Zelfond.
Hello again, this is Greg from SharePoint Maven, and welcome to episode 177 of the SharePoint Maven podcast. So today I want to talk about pages again, right? SharePoint pages that reside on SharePoint sites. And specifically, I want to talk about a feature that was implemented relatively recently, all right? We didn't have it for a long time in SharePoint. So let me explain to you the use case first, all right? So let's say we have a site, and it could be, I don't know, let's say a communication site, right, for human resources department. And let's say we have several team members on our site, and everyone is a visitor, read-only, and we are all creating all sorts of pages, right? Maybe some regular pages, maybe some news and announcements. Now, the minute, let's say I'm a team member and with edit permission, the minute I create essentially a page, it's visible to everyone else, even if I don't publish it. Very, very important. So let's say I create a page and you know what, I don't publish it and I just save it using the save button. It obviously goes into the site pages library. However, the page will still be accessible by other team members, all right? If they navigate to the site contents, you know, gear icon, site contents, site pages library, they will get to see my page. And sometimes, I mean, it's okay, but sometimes, let's say I'm creating some sort of confidential, you know, announcement, maybe, and I really don't want to, you know, for everyone else to know about it just yet. In that particular case, I cannot pretty much do it, right? I cannot do it because the minute I save it, I click that save button, even if I don't publish it and don't make it visible, right, to everyone, it still will be kind of visible if they are smart enough to go to site contents and see it there. It will be, yeah, it will be kind of unpublished, but it will, the page, you know, .spx will reside there. So this is where this private draft of a SharePoint page comes in. And essentially what it is, it creates unique permissions for the page until you publish it. So go ahead if you, you know, if you are trying to create a new page or announcement, go ahead and create a new page on a SharePoint site or a new announcement. And you will, of course, get that splash page with, you know, where you select the template and all that. But in the lower right-hand corner next to, you know, create a page button, right, there will be this little checkbox that will say something like create as a private draft. By default, it's not checked, all right? So by default, it will, if you leave it blank, it will just create a regular kind of page. However, if you click that checkbox, it will create a private draft of the page. And what it means, so you then you proceed and create your page like you normally do, and then you obviously click the save button, right? When you click the save button, it will save it to the site pages library, but it will make it such that it's only visible to you, no one else. Essentially, what happens behind the scenes when you check that box, the private draft, you know, box, right? Checkbox, it actually creates unique permissions for this page, almost like creating a unique permissions for a file or folder in a SharePoint document library when you want to hide it from others. So essentially, if you then navigate to the site pages library and right-click on that page and click Manage Access, you will get to see that you are the only one who has access to that particular page, right? It will just display your name. So essentially, that's what Private Draft is all about. It just creates that page with unique permissions, and you're the only one who can see it. Now, how do you make it available to others? That's simple. You just go back to the page and click that Publish button, all right? The minute you click the Publish button, it pretty much re-inherits permission from the site, and everyone who has access to the site, you know, all members, all visitors will now get to see the page. So that's all it is, all right? Now, something extremely important. Remember how I said a little bit earlier that you're the only one who can see that private draft, well, that's not really true. Any site owners will also see your page. So again, let me give you a use case. Let's say Mary is the owner of HR department. She is the admin, the owner in the owners group of that HR site. And I am in the members group. So if I create, and maybe there are some other members, right? If I create a private draft, I will get to see it, but so will Mary, right? Private drafts cannot be hidden from owners of the site. They will also get to see it. Yeah, my other members will not, but the owners will also get to see those private drafts. So just thought would mention it. There might be use cases. I mean, I typically, in all honesty, don't think there might be a lot of use cases for this feature, right? Typically, if you are kind of, you know, on the same team and, you know, all collaborating, you typically, you know, share the permissions and everything, and typically everyone has access to everything. But there might be some use cases. Again, maybe you are preparing, you know, maybe you are the owner of the site, right? And you are preparing that confidential announcement that you just want to put it together and maybe have it available on a certain date, and then you will publish it. And then, yeah, you want to keep it private for a while. So definitely utilize that private draft checkbox. I will include in the show notes a URL to the article where I explain this feature in greater detail. I believe I also have a video on that on my YouTube channel. So feel free to check it out. But for now, thank you very much for listening. As always, happy to see you on my blog, sharepointmaven.com, and talk to you next week. Goodbye.
You've been listening to the SharePoint Maven podcast with Greg Zelfond. If you enjoyed this episode, please head over to the Apple Podcasts app, leave a review, and subscribe to get updates and the latest episodes. Thank you for listening.